The Census Bureau is phasing back in its 2020 field operations that were put on hold because of the pandemic. Starting this week, census workers in 13 states will resume dropping off decennial census packets in areas where households don't receive their mail at home. This comes about a month before the Bureau says it'll be safe to resume all field work nationwide. For more on these census developments, Federal News Network's Jory Heckman. Jory, this census in the 2020 count, that's almost a full-time reporting job before the pandemic. So tell us what's going to happen right now with the 2020 field work.
Right. The Census Bureau, like so many other agencies, have really rolled with the punches here. And here they are picking up work that was really put on hold around mid-March when the country really began to shut down and agencies were putting these shelter-in-place orders in effect. They are picking up work in rural parts of states, 13 states in all. To give you an idea of the picture that we're looking at here, Alabama, Arkansas, Montana, Oklahoma, and West Virginia are just a few of the states where this work will resume. So as you had said, this work is resuming for households that don't receive their mail at their doorstep. This impacts about 5% of households across the country, but the Census Bureau is charged with making sure that every person in the United States is counted. And that's why they do some very roundabout things, such as counting people in person in remote fishing villages in Alaska. They're also resuming work of background checks for temporary census workers in these areas, and that includes doing fingerprinting for background checks.
All right. And of course, they've always needed protection out in the field from the dangers and criminals and weather and so forth. But with the pandemic going on, how does the Bureau plan to keep people safe from that in the field? And how do they actually decide this is the time to begin, at least in some of those rural areas you mentioned?
Well, the Census Bureau has given a preview to members of Congress of how it determines where it's going to resume this work. We've heard from Al Fontenot, the Associate Director for Decennial Programs, on this, and he briefed members of the House Oversight and Reform Committee late last month on this very issue. And he said then, and he says now, that this is really going to come down to not just him making this determination, but career Census Bureau officials, as well as consulting with state, local, and tribal governments of where it's safe to resume this work. As I noted, this is rural areas where the density of the population is more spread out, but they are being very careful with how they handle this. First and foremost, health and safety is the concern here. And they also noted, the Bureau also noted, that they are distributing personal protective equipment for all of its field staff, not just those who are out in the field, but people who are working in the field office. They're taking a lot of precautions here to make sure that everyone has the gear that they need to do this job.
All right. And let's talk about the internet self-response. I guess in a perfect world for census, everyone would just log on and give in their information. Give us a status check of the internet self-response so far.
Right, right. But I think by any measure here, the internet self-response has exceeded expectations here. Just to give you a big picture overview, 56% of households have responded to the census at this point. 46% of those are through the internet. So all but 10% of the overall self-response has been done through the internet. And that is a great success. And the Bureau has said as much to the House Oversight Committee. Meanwhile, other innovations have been underwhelming. Bureau officials told the House Oversight Committee that telephone self-response has not been working as it intended. These numbers are a little outdated. They were from last week, but the Bureau expected about 7% of households would respond over the phone, but not even 1% have done that so far.
And by the way, that means not that you get a call from Census, but that you pick up the phone and self-dial, correct?
That's correct. There's a 1-800 number you can dial, and you can tell an operator how you respond to the census, how many people are in your household, things of that nature.
All right. And you mentioned the congressional committees overseeing Census Bureau. They've been on it for 10 years. What is the oversight crowd saying these days?
Well, there was an interesting report from the Commerce Inspector General, and this is not necessarily on 2020 operations alone, although that's a piece of it. This IG found that the Census Bureau didn't finish processing background and investigations on more than 10,000 employees over the past few years. This dates back to 2014 is the earliest scope of this investigation. And this IG found that OPM had flagged more than 700 of those cases for major issues. And of those 700, nearly 300 of those employees worked for the Census Bureau as recent as last year. It's worth pointing out that 70 of those employees were working on address canvassing for the 2020 census.
And what does the Bureau say about all that?
We heard from Michael Cook, who's the chief of their comms team over there. And for the 10,000 number, he said that some of those are just matters of missing information, and they were for serious issues. In cases where there were serious issues, the Census Bureau did terminate those employees. As for the other cases, he did say that Census Bureau is working on reducing that backlog of completing those investigations, and that as of today, the backlog has fallen to 200, so from 300 to 200, and they expect to complete that backlog by June 15th.
But so far, no reports of chainsaw murderers going around and doing census field work.
No, but if you're in an IG shop, of course, that sends red flags. But as so many of these things are that we see from IGs when it comes to the Census Bureau, this is such a fast-moving operation that by the time an IG report gets out the door, the reality on the ground may be a very different picture.
Federal News Network's Jory Heckman, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Check out all of his census coverage at federalnewsnetwork.com. All around the country, feds and contractors have risen to the challenge to ensure the government operates. That's why this year's May We Say Thank You e-card campaign, sponsored by WEPA, is giving you the opportunity to let the public servants in your life know how much you appreciate them. Search Thank You at federalnewsnetwork.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.